And this morning, when we have Fat Tuesday fun with Art Lewis's help this morning, we can listen. And yes, Art Lewis, because you've told us to, we can look at you too. We see you on your Facebook page.
Oh, do you?
With you watching? Video.
I'm watching you right now.
Ah, well, we both, the two of us sitting here, the audience can't see unless they're watching, have faces for radio.
There we go.
But we're here anyway. And that other face belongs to Major Ray of the Salvation Army here in Bay City. Good morning to you, first of all, on this chilly, snowy, Fat Tuesday.
Yes, good morning.
This is an important time for you, though, because Krijak's, for many, many years now, has provided you with funding from this, haven't they?
Yes, this Fat Tuesday fundraiser has been almost, I think this is our 21st year, so they've been doing this way before I was around.
Ah, well, unfortunately, I have to tell you, I've been here for all 21. I think the only one I missed was last year, and that was for good reason. But the tradition carries on. The punchkis are here. I had one this morning. I won't have another.
Yeah, I had one already.
One is enough.
I got a dozen ready to take back to the office.
Yeah.
You feed your staff, they'll work harder.
I don't know if I'm going to be that nice to the guys at the station this year. But I'll let Terry Henney bring them back. But the Salvation Army, you guys have been around for a long time here.
I believe they have hit 128 years.
Wow. Old. Wow, you don't look that old.
No. Yeah, I had it well.
Oh, my goodness. And you serve a lot of needs in this community, don't you?
Yes. We've really stepped up our game this COVID. This last year has been just crazy phenomenal. A lot more people needing assistance and help. So this fundraiser today is going to be a nice shot in the arm to help move things forward.
How about the pantry? You've been getting food in the pantry?
We do. It's coming pretty good. We've seen a lot more. It's not just the people who are not working. We've also seen some people working class needing the help to get by because they've had hours cut. They've had their wages affected by all this. So
yeah, it's impacted everybody. There's no two ways about it. It's been an unusually challenging year, to say the least.
And hopefully this isn't the new normal.
Oh, yeah. Well, who knows what the new normal is going to be? That's the problem. That's the problem. Well, we're going to spend some time with Major Ray after the 9 o'clock news this morning, get a little more into the Salvation Army and what they do here in Bay County and elsewhere, because there are units all over.
Yes, this is
a worldwide organization that goes
back. Yeah, but I like staying and focusing on my own little world right here.
Yeah. You got enough to do, huh?
Yes.
We're here at Krijak's House Restaurant up in Bay City at Cassin, Michigan. It's their annual Fat Tuesday, and the Kowalski Brothers Polka Band is here in great form this morning. They are limited to seating and the number of people they can hold, so it's first come, first serve.
I think their capacity is 75.
75, something like that, because that'd be about 25% of their normal, which I think is 250, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that. Anyway, they have limited seating, but the band is here. The buffet is now cafeteria style. They will serve you from the buffet. And, of course, the punchki boxes are lined up. I sent you a picture of that, Charlie, of just some of the boxes. That was just one table.
There are like three tables out there.
Yeah,
covered.
Loaded.
We received the picture, and we already have it posted on our Facebook page, and I thought the same thing, that, this is just one little table of punchki
that's
at Krijak's.
You got it. All waiting to be picked up. Those are pre-orders. Of course, you can come in, and they'll fill a box for you from their various shelves while they last, and that's the key.
No, I'm just curious about your setup. Obviously, we can hear the band a little bit in the background. You're there with the major, but are you in a separate room away, or how are you set this year?
I'm in what's called the sunroom, and I'm the only one in here. The other tables
are... They're treating them like royalty.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got a fireplace over here.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right. We do have a little heater in here and everything. And I have a sliding curtain, which I have closed right now, which is why it's quieter than normal. But when I open that curtain, then I have a clear shot at the band, and I have a microphone set up that way. But when we do the talk, it's probably a little easier to keep the band at bay.
Indeed. It was very effective, because I know in years past sometimes you battled with the band when it came to conversations.
Yeah, so I got smart now. I just closed the curtain. And when they play, you can hear them through the curtain anyway a little bit, but not as loud as they would be if I had it open.
Yeah, they're a little more gentle because I think it's a crowd of people that usually entice them to be more vibrant in their music.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, but I noticed that the tables are filling up a little bit. Yeah. So people are coming out this morning to give the road crews a chance to work on the roads, which, by the way, they did a phenomenal job. I mean, I came up M13. I stayed off of 75, and I came all the way up 13. And the roads were in pretty good shape. I was amazed how good they were considering the amount of snow we had.
Well, kudos to the folks who are out there doing those tough jobs on these cold mornings with snow blowing and having to deal with traffic and such like that.